Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Channing Tatum doesn't believe his ex-wife Jenna Dewan should be awarded spousal support as part of their bitter divorce. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the actor laid out his positions on all outstanding matters as he asked the court to set a trial date. As we first reported, Dewan asked that the trial be postponed, allowing her time to depose Tatum and several of his business associates. She accused her ex of creating a complex web of LLCs and companies to hide profits from the Magic Mike empire. Jenna contends that Channing, with the participation and assistance of his business manager and other associates, has created a complex web of LLCs, holding companies, and partnerships, all of which are calculated to dilute and conceal the value of, and licensing income therefrom, the community property share of Magic Mike intellectual property and derivative assets, her lawyer wrote. Tatum launched Magic Mike while married to Dewan, and she believes she's owed 50% of his interest in the franchise, that includes the films, several live shows, and a reality show. In his response, Tatum denied hiding assets or money from Dewan. He claimed he had offered numerous proposals to Dewan, but she rejected each one. He did not deny she was owed a cut of the Magic Mike profits, but argued he contributed time and effort into the empire post-split. Tatum argued those earnings should be considered his separate property. The couple split in 2018. They quickly agreed to joint custody of their daughter Everly. However, Dewan was never awarded child or spousal support in the case. In his new motion, Tatum said there are no orders for child or spousal support. He claimed Dewan has never requested either from him. The actor revealed they reached a tentative agreement on child support in 2021, but the deal has yet to be finalized. In addition, Tatum has been paying for all of the minor child's school tuition, health insurance, and the vast majority of her out-of-pocket medical expenses, extracurricular activities, and other expenses, his lawyer added. Regarding spousal support, Tatum argued that spousal support should be terminated in this case. He argued that Dewan has cohabited with her fiancé, with whom she has a 3-year-old child and currently pregnant with her second child, for at least 5 years. They started cohabitating shortly after the parties separated in 2018. Tatum added that their marriage was a short-term marriage of 8 years and that Dewan earns his own money. He said spousal support wasn't needed because Dewan would receive one half of the community property residuals and royalties. A hearing will be held this week on the matter.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.